Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We're talking about Measure X and Measure Y. They are two tax measures. One is proposed for Tuolumne County and the unincorporated areas. The other for the city limits of Sonora. We talked during the first segment a lot about Measure X. We're going to move over to Measure Y, which is the city of Sonora specific tax measure. Again, it's also a 1 cent per dollar sales tax increase proposed. Here from the city of Sonora, we have the vice mayor, Ann Segerstrom, and we also have the city's police chief, Taru Vander Will, and I'll bring Vice Mayor Ann Segerstrom into the conversation. Before we get going, I will point out that Mayor Plummer really wanted to be here as well, but he is battling a fire while we're recording this, or helping out on a fire, a cleanup that is, and so he couldn't be here, but we're happy to have you as Vice Mayor, so to come in and talk about Measure Y. So from a city perspective, can you explain a little bit about what Measure Y is and why it's being proposed?
Well, Measure Y is a proposed 1% sales tax increase within the city of Sonora. It is not in addition to Measure X. It is a completely separate tax measure, and it will go 100% to the city of Sonora. On July 18th, 2022, the Sonora City Council declared a financial emergency based on revenue forecasts and anticipated city budget deficits. And as Supervisor Campbell pointed out, the city of Sonora is also managed to stay fiscally sound by cutting both staff and support services over the years. And we are now really on a critical balance point in order to move the city forward. And just to point out, Sonora was one of the first 11 incorporated cities in California, and we would like to keep it that way as a vital and vibrant community. So Measure Y would add, as you mentioned, 1 cent to every dollars of sales tax. It would stay in the community, in the Sonora General Fund. And just to clarify, this is not just a freewheeling spending fund. 40% or more of our general fund goes to supporting police, 25% goes to fire, and 15 to 20% goes to public works. So the city of Sonora literally runs on our staff and our support staff, and we're proud of them. They do a fantastic job. We have a dynamic, new city administrator. We have a proven police chief who's kept us safe, but now has, 50% of his former force. We have an amazing fire chief who is admired throughout the county and the state, but she is also operating on a very, very minimalist staffing. So, and our 30 miles of city streets, as was pointed out for the county, are in woeful state. We'd like to reverse that. So the Measure Y, should it pass, and we have our 1% sales tax increase, it would come 100% to the city. It would increase revenues by $3.9 million. And a majority of those revenues are the new measures. Of course, tourism is one of our number one industries, and those are tourist dollars that come into the town, and as well as the city is the magnet for the county, and our daily population exceeds 25,000 people, which is pretty amazing and remarkable, but our city agencies are the people responsible for keeping both tourists and county residents safe while they're here. So all of these, the city pays for all these resources, and we need that bump in revenue to keep our population safe and ongoing. So if the sales tax is passed, it would also become effective April 1st, 2023. And all the revenue would stay in Sonora. And just to give you a perspective on where our current sales tax goes, which is now at 7.75%. At the current rate, the state of California gets 6%, the county gets 0.13%, the city's transportation council gets 25.25%, and the city gets 0.87%, and Measure I, which I believe was instituted about 20 years ago, gets 0.5%. So our portion of the city sales tax is minute, considering what we're expected to do with it. Also, we do have a sunset clause on this measure. It's so that our citizens can realize that we feel responsible to get the city up and running and look at its future opportunities while this measure is in effect. So it's a, there's a 20-year sunset clause on the measure. And I think...
Move over to Chief True Vanderwill with the police department. I appreciate the overview, Vice Mayor Segerstrom, about Measure Y. You know, from a police department's standpoint, what is kind of the current status and what this revenue would mean for your department?
Thank you, BJ. For the police department, not too different than the challenges of the sheriff's department is having is the name of the game is recruitment and retention. We've been hovering about 70% staffing for many years because of the challenges of recruitment. Our officers are generally about 20% below market rate in similar cities, and we just have a hard time keeping people. We have a hard time getting people. And on top of that, the other challenge is a whole lot fewer people these days really want to get into the trade. So we're battling with that, but we're also battling with competition from bigger cities and bigger agencies that can pay more and offer better benefits. So, like the sheriff explained, crime is up, staffing is down. And it's essential that we have revenues such as this to be able to provide essential services to the city that our city constituents expect from us. I will give some numbers. 1975, the police department had 13 officers. I have 6 today. And so we can talk percentages, but those are real raw numbers. And six officers that are covering the streets 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now in 2005, the police department, we responded to 14,092 calls for service. In 2020, that number went up to 19,306 calls for service. So 5,214 calls for service difference between those years, and I'm doing with less officers. Now, you know, our strive to deliver services to the city hasn't changed. We're still very, very proactive in getting people the services they needed. But the fact of the matter is, we're looking at things we can't do anymore. We're having to cut traffic officer positions. We don't have a traffic officer. We haven't had one for several years now. We don't have an SRO, a school resource officer. Parking enforcement rarely happens anymore. And in-depth drug sales investigations have pretty much ceased to exist. And right now, I don't have a detective assigned to handle major cases, so our patrol officers are doing that. Which has also taken them away from proactive type enforcement. It takes about 8 to 15 months to fill a position, and that's if we can get interest in the position. And when we're at the lowest pay salary in the region, it's very, very difficult to get officers in our ranks. We can't keep up with the demand. 911 calls have increased by 34% over the past 10 years, and policing has shifted from proactive to reactive. And I think our community deserves more than that.
We need to take one more break. We've been talking about Measure X and Y during this weekend's Motherload Views. The first segment, we talked exclusively about Measure X, which is the county sales tax measure. This segment, we talked about Measure Y, which is the city of Sonora's sales tax measure. They're both a 1 cent per dollar sales tax increase that is proposed going on the November 8th general election ballot. During our final segment coming up in just a minute, we'll get some closing comments from our panelists. We've been hearing today from the vice mayor for the city of Sonora, Ann Segerstrom, police chief for the city of Sonora, True Vanderwill, Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley, and Tuolumne County Supervisor Ryan Campbell. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our final segment is coming up in just a minute.